Wake up.
A steaming hot cup of Nikki and Zamello.
Coast FM.
Happy Wednesday. Hey, hump day. We're
humpy,
here.
Humpy, humpy day day.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just said that out loud, didn't I?
Hey, I don't know if you're following much in the world of ushies.
Not at all.
I noticed that one of
I have one on my desk.
Exactly. One of our co-workers was nice enough to
gift me with
hand
one.
And everybody. I've got a little Finding Dory on my desk.
Finding Dory?
Yeah.
You mean Dory from Finding Nemo?
Sorry, you know what I'm saying. I found Dory. I don't understand what your problem is. You know what I meant.
I do, yeah.
Anyway, a woolly shopper has cashed in big time. Furry baby Yoda. Part of the new Disney Plus inspired range, one of just 100 of the furry baby Yodas.
This is one of these rare ushies,
yeah.
Is it?
Apparently reportedly sold on, I'm not even sure where they've sold it, but nonetheless, they've apparently done it from Sydney's Northern Beaches for $12,100. $12,100, and that's not to be confused with the normal green Yoda. This one is the baby that has felt/fur clothing.
Oh,
and
okay.
That therefore makes it particularly collectible.
If you're
collectible.
Out there and you've got one of these,
I know. But
pop it up on eBay.
How's the markup on that, though? Felt clothing, that would have upped the cost of production by at least 30 cents.
I know.
Wouldn't it, really?
Yeah, those children in Vietnam or wherever they made them would have really struggled to put that on.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, there's a little more inspiration to go shopping. I can't believe it's amazing how effective it is.
I don't understand. It just does something to people, doesn't it?
Well, look, the Coles ones were just like the minis. They were like mini bottles of Mount Franklin water and, you know,
what is everyone doing with them
stuff.
Now?
I don't even know.
Give us the call. Let us know. Have you got them on display? Do you have like a room full of these collectibles? What do you do once it's all over and no one cares anymore?
Do you know what? This is going to age me here. But like, I remember as a kid, they used to give out Smurfs at the BPs.
I actually think I had a few of those. I remember
really?
Mini Smurfs, yeah.
Wow, you look good for 110.
Thank you.
Didn't realise you were that old. Now, speaking of getting old, a lot of memories about the Sydney Olympics at the moment. It was 20 years on from the opening. The opening ceremony was 20 years ago yesterday.
That's crazy, isn't it? I still remember Nikki Webster up there singing
Nikki
her
Webster,
heart out.
I know. News.com.au said she's unrecognisable 20 years on. I don't think that's
true. I mean,
true.
Of course she is. She was how old?
Well,
10?
She was a child. Exactly right. She's no longer a child. Like, I think it's fair to say that you could probably recognise her in a lineup if you needed to.
Yeah, I think she still looks pretty similar.
But there are some pretty, I mean, you'd think some standout memories. I mean, Kathy Freeman winning gold. Kathy Freeman lighting the cauldron. Eventually, because if you remember, there was a lot of flowing water, but there were also some technical dramas. The cauldron didn't go up a hill. It got stuck halfway up a hill. It worked eventually, but it was a very long time to get there.
That's
Thorpe,
funny.
He actually won Thorpe, his Olympic gold, the Thorpedo. That was the nickname. That one didn't stick as much as Thorpe. But anyway, he won his first Olympic gold 20 years ago today.
Wow.
And Kylie Minogue arriving at the opening ceremony on a thong.
She
an
did,
oversized,
didn't she?
Enormous thong.
A shoe, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
She wasn't wearing a thong.
No.
I mean, she might have been.
I mean, perhaps. I mean, I don't know that much detail. But anyway.
Oh, what a great Olympics
some
that was.
Iconically Australian moments right there.
Yeah.
So 20 years on, if you notice, there will be some memories floating around.
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Now, did you know in 2020, September is National De-Sexing Month? That's right. It's moved. It's normally in July, but due to COVID, apparently.
Right.
They've had to shift it. So now that's not
for
about
animals.
That's not
can
about
we
people.
Confirm?
It's not about people.
Get your kids to. Okay.
No. It's spay
your fur babies.
Spay and neuter your pets.
What a fun month.
The tagline is nobody told them about the birds and the bees. De-sex your pets before they figure it out.
Oh, goodness.
So please.
Yeah, good idea. Because there is law. I know a lot of people get pets and they think, oh, let's just breed them. Let's just not. That's illegal now, isn't it? They brought in the backyard breeding laws last year.
September 16 is also International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer.
Right.
The ozone layer is that very small bit of the atmosphere that stops the worst bits of the sun getting to us and frying us. They discovered there were holes in it in the 80s. We were punching holes in it, right?
Yeah.
We've since stopped doing the stuff that was doing that. And last year, NASA reported the hole over Antarctica, where it was worst, is now the smallest it's been since 1982.
Okay.
So that shows you that, you know, we actually can do some good things for the environment. We can turn things around.
Yeah.
Maybe use that as some inspiration for some of the other issues that we've got. Who knows?
Keep going. Doing well.
And again, like 2020 has proved what a slight, well, a big change. I was going to say a slight change to our behaviour. A big change to our behaviour can do, though.
Mm.
Anyway.
Definitely.
And September is also September 16th, Mexican Independence Day. They were independent from Spain this day, 1810. Perhaps appropriately, too, it's also National Guacamole Day.
Oh, beautiful.
The original
delicious
smash avo.
It is, isn't it?
That's right.
Get some in ya.
It's weird that doctors have had to come up with this name, but apparently golfers can get golf ball liver, right? So various diseases of the liver from licking their balls.
Well, have they tried not doing that?
Well, it goes away once they stop. Shows you how flexible they are.
They're so clean, though.
No, apparently an Irish golfer preferred to use his tongue. Right, because apparently clean balls go faster. You know what I'm saying?
I have heard that.
And as a result, he went... As a result...
I mean, cats have been doing it for years.
Dogs too, absolutely. Yeah. He wound up licking weed killer off the ball.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you think
okay, that's serious.
You think about all the things that potentially, you know, goes on to golf courses and stuff.
Imagine the things that could wind up on your balls.
Exactly. So now he carries a damp cloth. And I think that's the kind of... That's why you see golfers with
baby
little
wipe
towels nowadays. That's the exact... And
just to wipe
the
balls.
They also have... And I'm doing a circling motion with my head. They also have ball washing machines on golf courses.
If you want a thorough wash.
If you want it really well scrubbed, you put it in the ball washing machine and give it a wash. Anyway... Apparently, once he stopped, once he admitted to it, and then once he stopped doing it, all of his symptoms disappeared.
It all cleared up.
Along with, I guess, an unrelated sore back, but not sure.
It's time for Nikki and DeMello's Game of the Day. Today's game is...
Movie Identification Program, otherwise known as Pick the Flick.
Yes, and if you do that, it'll put you in the draw to win event entry into either the Dwelling Up 100 or Mighty Jarrah Trail Run. That'll include your bike hire. Plus, you get a fast water rafting experience for four people with Dwelling Up Adventures.
There is a lot to do in Dwelling Up, and you can get to experience it all if you win. We've got...
this weekend as well, by the way.
It is Saturday. It's all Brad from North Yundrups on the line. Morning, Brad.
How you go?
Not bad. Are you, are you an outdoorsy, sporty, adventury type?
Oh, I am. Not at the moment. I've been in the paddock a bit, but, yeah, no, all good.
All right. Well, good. So
been on spell for a while.
With any luck, this will all come together. So good luck. You'll appreciate this if it comes. And also, if you get this right, double in season to check out Broken Hearts Gallery, thanks to Sony Pictures and Coast FM, which is a movie at the movies.
How exciting.
I know, which hasn't happened for a while. So lots to be excited about. Just need you to ID which movie this is from. Sound familiar?
It could be anything.
That would have to be Forrest Gump.
You think so?
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump. Ladies and gentlemen.
It is, in fact.
I had to think about movies that involve running, and I thought, well...
Running in a forest.
Running in a forest. All of this all come together. I forgot about that. So, well done, Brad.
No worries. Thank you.
Off to the movies. Broken Hearts Gallery for you. Maybe off to Dwelling Up.
Yeah, you could be heading along to the Dwelling Up 100 or Mighty Jarrah Trail Run this weekend. Cross your fingers.
Magic. Cheers.
Sharing dad tips? Is it dad tips, really, or is it just dad behaviour?
Biggest dad moves, I think. Like, what makes a dad move? Not literally.
Mostly food, I would imagine.
This is like things dads do. So the first one is leaving a concert early to beat traffic.
I have done that. And do you know what? I did that before I was a dad, though. I did that many years before
that
I was
a dad.
That is a
dad move. It's all about the traffic, you see.
It is. Well, you know what? If you've ever been to a gig at, well, what used to be Burswood at Crown, you'd know too. You wouldn't want to get stuck in that car park.
And the footy, like, if you kind of can see what the final score is going to be, it's like, let's just get out of here.
The worst one was Challenge Stadium. My God. They used to direct you in to go and park in the bushes around Challenge Stadium, but they wouldn't direct you out. So you'd be there for hours
for
trying to get out of a gig.
That's terrible. The second one they've got here is not rubbing sunscreen in all the way, particularly in the beard area. So they rub it into the stubble and the white zinky residue stays greasy. There for the rest of eternity until it's shaved off.
A few more
we've got here is, why do dads always listen to things with the volume on 1000? So true.
Well, it's a hearing-related thing, I think you'll find.
Yes, I think so too. Dad's always back into every parking spot. Like, what do they have to prove?
That they can back into every parking spot. That's what.
And finally, I've got two more. Why do all dads rub and pat their belly after eating a big meal? That hits the spot. And finally, why do all dads grunt when they sit down?
I do that every time.
It's all the bones creaking, I think.
I do it every time I move. I think it's because we all need oiling, just quietly. That's all it is. Things would move so much smoother if we had oil in our joints, I think.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And with today's entertainment news, that's distilled in the Scottish Highlands and aged in oak for 7 years, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Rami Malek has introduced his unsettling new Bond villain character, Safin, in a new behind-the-scenes promo clip.
What I really wanted from Safin was to make him unsettling. Thinking of himself as being heroic.
We both eradicate people to make the world a better place. I just want to be a little tidier.
Very nice. It's a little Borat.
Evil Borat. No Time to Die opens on November 20 and will be Daniel Craig's fifth and final turn as Bond.
That's what he said last time.
I know. We'll wait and see how much money they offer him for another one. Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl has performed a new song to honour the 10-year-old he's in a virtual drum battle with. Grohl decided to kick off round two of their Drum Off Challenge with a song he made especially for Little Nandy, tweeting, "Every superhero needs a theme song. Here's one for you." Number one supergirl. Best drummer in the world. Always right on time. Hero wonder kind. She got the power. Got the sound. Mini on the drums. Make the world go round.
Oh, Dave Grohl's so the best, isn't he?
Cute. Love it. If you haven't seen Nandy on the drums as well, make sure you look it up. She is amazing. Paul Rudd has teamed up with the state of New York for a new public service announcement aimed at encouraging millennials to wear masks, successfully pulling off the millennial slang, I think.
Yo, what up, dogs? Paul Rudd here, actor and certified young person. A few days ago, I was talking on the iPhone with my homie, Governor Cuomo, and he's just going off about how us millennials need to wear masks because, get this, apparently a lot of COVID is transmitted by us millennials. No cap. So Cuomo's asked me, he's like, "Paul, you gotta help. What are you, like, 26? And I didn't correct him. So fam, let's real talk. Masks? They're totally beast. So slide that into your DMs and Twitch it.
Love him.
Oh, dear me. And Captain America, a.k.a. Chris Evans, has responded to his embarrassing pants down incident earlier this week by encouraging fans to vote. Evans accidentally went viral after he shared a pic of his meat and two veg on Instagram. He meant to share a video of his family, but he accidentally shared a pic of his camera roll. Of his family jewels was in there. He responded yesterday tweeting, "Now that I have your attention, vote November 3rd.
Yeah, nice cover. No one would have noticed.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.